This is Sean Kirker with Voices of On for Dance. I'm here with Sylvina. She's one of our story guides. Say hi.
Hi.
And we're here with Patty Castle. You've been married to Craig for how long?
Long time.
Long time.
Yeah.
And when you first got to know Craig, he obviously was already in the ballroom dancing world.
Yes.
What did you think about a guy that loved to spin around and teach people how to do it?
I figured it was his way to pick up girls.
And that's it?
Yeah.
Did it work?
Yeah. But he actually ended up being a very successful owner. And you probably heard his story that a friend of his got him to come in, you know, because there's hot chicks in the studio. And then he ended up having an opportunity to own it. And then from there, he just grew some dynamics, you know, in the respect in the area, and has been doing it for, you know, 40 some years now. So, yeah.
So what inspires you about watching people learn ballroom?
Well, I always feel like, even though they call me an owner, I've always been considered that I'm a teacher. And so one of my students is 98 years old, and he's been with me for 20 years. And he came in because he was a couch potato, because he just was widowed. And he ended up meeting another person, and they ended up getting married at 90-some years old. And so just seeing how people's lives change, and they come out of their shell, and they grow, and they meet people, and they're not lonely anymore, that's the most rewarding things for us as teachers.
What's one of your favorite dances?
I'm partial to the Latin dances, but I love foxtrot music because it's like that Rat Pack music, you know, martini music, but I really like the Latin dances.
Do you instruct?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I still teach, and I teach also the teachers, the new teachers, too.
Mm-hmm. How long does it take to get somebody ramped up to teach?
Well, it depends. You know, most of our teachers are doing it 8 hours a day, you know, sometimes 7 days a week. And so they can start, and some of them have a background with some kind of dance, like ballet. We have a lot of teachers that are ballet, you know, have had past experience with ballet and jazz and hip hop. So once you've had a rhythm through other dancing, it's easy to pick up, you know, ballroom or any type of dancing. And so it just depends on what their past history is, but we can normally get them 6 months to a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what's one of the favorite places that you and Craig have danced on the planet?
On the planet? Let's see. On the planet. Probably in a barn. We did the Colts. We did a show for the Colts. Ursay's barn, which is not really a barn, but it's a beautiful barn, you know. And so we did a show there, but then we were just having fun dancing. But actually, we travel through our competitions. So, you know, we've been to Argentina, you know, dancing, and then we've been to Copenhagen. So just around the world and dancing and say, oh, yeah, I've been here and I've danced, you know. So,
okay. So what is one of your favorite five-star memories?
I've been around for a while. I don't know. I think just starting and just getting like, wow, this is, I'm so glad I did this. My girlfriend dragged me in and said, you know, let's go do this because we can travel and lose weight and all this. And I'm like, oh, okay. And so, all of a sudden I just, you know, I lied on my application. I was 17, you know. So anyways, it was just my opening my eyes to a world that is, you know, traveling the world and being in the best places and the funnest places and meeting people from all around the world. I think that's really, you know, that's, you know, just those experiences.
And what last question.
Okay.
What about Craig inspires you?
Just his work ethic. I think he has this ability to talk to anybody, different personalities and different, you know, genres as far as he can adapt to anybody and have a conversation and just in the joy of watching him just talking to them. He just is that chameleon, you know, and he loves the conversation too. So,
and he's kind of funny too.
I've heard all his jokes though. He's got to come up with some new ones. I normally go brum bump. Yeah,
that's so great. Mm-hmm. All right, well, thank you for this. This has been great, Patty.
Thank you. I enjoyed that.